What's up, guys? How are you? It's Danny Morrell with another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. I'm excited about this one. We've got two special guests. And before I introduce them to all of you, if you can, if you're watching us live right now, just go ahead and post what state you're watching us from and what you do. That would be very, very helpful. If you have questions, I think the three of us are going to be helping you with our questions in a second. Isaac, can you make sure that Lauren is sharing this the way we need to share it? Okay, guys, so listen, this week I made a special announcement. We brought on something called a CPO, a Chief Production Officer. And the reason why we did that is 7 years ago when I started my real estate brokerage, I knew I wanted our company to mean something. I knew that I wanted us to accomplish something. Something big. I didn't just want one office. I wanted to kind of spread my wings and really develop leadership within our organization. And in order to accomplish all of that, I knew one of the things that we had to do was to develop leadership, you know? And that's not something that is very common in sales organizations. Because why? Because for the most part, everybody is focused on like making a sale. You know, one of the things that I've always talked about is that if you are continuously focused on making a sale, you're going to have make a sale-itis. And 10, 15 years down your career, you're just making an income. That's called an income builder. When you want to build an empire, when you want to build something special, right, regardless of where you're at in your production right now, regardless if you're brand new, regardless if you're just starting, regardless if you've been selling or in business for a while, you need to constantly be thinking about the future. And understanding that it's a growth process in order to build yourself into that vision and into the future of what you see in your head. And so I remember my coach taught me something that I'll never forget. He taught me two words, two phrases. And the first one was only do what only you can do. Write that one down. Only do what only you can do. And that one impacted me and changed my life forever. And the second one he taught me is, he said, listen, man, someday you're going to have to learn the shift between being a salesperson and a business owner, you know? And one of the shifts that you have to make when you're switching between the two is understanding that some of us are wired to be the visionary, the salesperson, the one that makes things happen. And then there's others that are wired to kind of make sure that the visionary doesn't vision you into the ground, right? And put some systems behind the organization, so forth and so on. Well, that was like my first step. My first step was to first, you know, suck up my ego and realize that as great as I think of myself and as great as you all think of yourselves, at some point in time when you build enough momentum and there's enough business coming in, you're going to have to realize, guys, you might be good at one thing, but maybe you're not that good at another thing. And the thing that I wasn't the greatest at is systems and operations. And that's when I hired my good friend, Mr. Jason Crawford, who's our Chief Operating Officer. Say hello, bud.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
He's nervous right now. He's not used doing these kinds of things. He has notes. He's prepared. All
we
of
like
that
to
stuff.
Hide behind the curtain.
Yeah, he sure does. And then recently, guys, as many of you guys know, and you can obviously tell, we're going all in with our podcast, with our coaching company, with really expanding the reach of who we help and how we do that, right? Relentless is going to be a knockout event. But after that, we've got big, big plans for what we're doing. And so I quite honestly needed to replace myself on the sales side of the organization, because every organization really has two major pockets that fuel the organization. One is sales and the other one is the organization. And this week we just announced my brother, which many of you guys know. And if you don't follow him, you need to go to Anthony Morrell on Instagram or wherever the case may be. So Anthony's our new Chief Production Officer. Say hello, Anthony.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys? I'm excited to be here. I'm obviously a frequent watcher of the show. So excited to be on. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I thought that what we would do is have a little bit of a different conversation today. I thought that we would take a look at, you know, what it takes to really build a great business. And before I say anything, guys, it was so interesting. Shout out to Andy Frisella, by the way. I was having a little text conversation with him the other day. And he always posts little things like, you know, the fake dollar bill and the fake jet and the fake car and the fake this. And you know, he's always mentioning like, you know, you don't really realize how many people are out there that haven't really built an actual business. Right. You know, it's different. Posting a motivational quote and building an actual business and like actually kicking ass at life and having a staff and having to pay workers a compensation insurance and having to deal with the state of California. And I mean, these are all major, major things, right? And so we're going to have a business conversation today because, again, I don't care where you are, these two people represent two driving forces of your organization, sales and the operations, right? So why don't we start off with this? Jason, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. As Danny mentioned, my name's Jason. I've been in this role for, 12 months now? No, 14 months.
Something like that.
Yeah, a little over a year.
But you've been my buddy for a while.
I've known Danny for over a decade. Yeah. And during that time, I was chief operating officer for a national training and real estate company. We had 44,000 agents nationwide. We were a technology-based company that managed this network of agents nationwide, had large contracts with some of the large lenders, servicers, banks, dealing with distressed assets. So a lot of operations goes into corralling 44,000 agents nationwide and keeping the systems in place.
Sure.
Life being what it was, I was just tired of driving to Orange County 5 days a week, living my life on the freeway, connected with Danny, ended up doing operations here, and we've had our work cut out for us. It's been amazing.
Now, this is something that most people don't like to admit or look at. I'm a believer in whatever you do, strive to be first place at it. Mm-hmm. Strive to be number one at it. Because quite frankly, guys, I don't get into anything that I don't believe I can win at. That's why I'm not a doctor. That's why I'm not an accountant. That's why I'm not a lawyer. That's why I'm not a rocket scientist. Because I would blow stuff up if I was a rocket scientist. If I was a doctor, you would die, right? If I was an accountant, your money would be all messed up, right? But sales and motivation is my thing. It happens to be my thing. You know, talk to them for a second because you were a salesperson within the organization.
I wouldn't call it that, but yeah.
Well, you were pretending
that role.
To be,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
And, you know, what we discovered is that's just not your thing.
Right.
Operations is, right?
Absolutely.
How were you able to come to terms with that fact?
You know, me doing sales was really out of necessity for my family, meaning I was living 2, 4, 6 hours a day on the freeway, sitting on the 91. And I'm just like, this fucking sucks. Like, I'm never home. And yes, I love what I'm doing, but I love my family more. So at the end of the day, maybe I'll just go sell a couple properties and work 2 minutes from the house. Well, it worked out that I'm a horrible salesperson, but I could trip, stumble, have a conversation, and close 6 units in a year. Fine. I was able to put food on the table. Was I fulfilled passionately with what I was doing? No. But I was satisfied on the home front because now I was home. So sure. I wasn't doing what I loved, but I had the ability to be closer to home. So to be able to do what you love and make a living at it.
It's awesome.
It's phenomenal.
I love it. Okay, great. And so now on the sales side, guys, different personality. Like, could you do what he does?
No. Jason's, he's awesome. He's amazing.
He's a specific human being.
He's a lifesaver for sure.
Yeah. I don't know where we would be without him.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you, like, there genuinely are different strengths and different weaknesses that we all have, you know? You have an incredible, this guy is like, I call him the cyborg. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, guys, I don't think there's a day this young man doesn't wake up at 4:30 in the morning. He was like this since he was a little boy going to baseball practice. He just has the insatiable capacity, and you all know him if you follow him, to just do the same thing over and over and over and over until he gets the job done. And you poured all of that into sales, right?
Yeah.
Tell them about your journey. You were in Las Vegas. You were a busser, the whole thing.
Yeah. So started off in, I actually, originally from Rancho Cucamonga, California, and I actually moved to Las Vegas. I got a scholarship to play baseball, Division I baseball at UNLV. Once I was done with that, I moved into, I actually went into the nightclub industry and I started promoting on the Strip. And there I really learned the power of numbers because you have to talk to a lot of people in order to get people to actually come to the club. So,
you would have to talk to a certain demographic.
Well, you have to speak to a lot of girls, right? In order to, you know, It's a job basically, though. It's you're based on your performance on how many girls you can get to come into the specific nightclub. So I transitioned from that into being a busser. And fortunately, I was from the time I was promoting and even doing the busing. The really cool thing was is I always worked at the Wynn in the Encore Hotel. So, you know, you get to – there's a different standard that's held there. So I got to learn a lot from, you know, guys like Mr. Sean Christie, who's done an amazing job opening, you know, Excess and Encore Beach Club, a lot of those things. Also just under the umbrella, in essence, of, you know, Steve Wynn. And so you learn little details in the things like, you know, all of the plants at the Wynn Hotel are changed out every single day. Anytime they're fresh plants. So that level of service, that standard level, is really to a different dimension.
Yeah.
And then from there, met my wife. We found out we were having our daughter. And at that point, I went to sell with one of your first coaches,
Joe D.
Joe D. out in Las Vegas, and just learned a tremendous amount of. Just a tremendous amount of value on how to go about your real estate business, how to approach it on a day-to-day basis. And really, the one thing one of the many things that he shared with me was, you know, one of the toughest things to do in this business is to stay in this business. And so, you know, in learning that, he really embedded me into me, you know, working on the little things. You know, are you showing up at the same time every day? Are you, you know, working on your skill set and role playing every day? Are you lead generating every day? What's your ability to follow up every single day? What's your ability to go out and present every single day, right? And get a contract signed and convert and actually make a living out of this thing. And then repeat it, start it all over the very next morning, you know? So these were some of the things that I worked on there. And then moved to California and to be transparent. I mean, I ended up going to Corona first. Corona was a small office. I think we had anywhere from 8 to 10 agents there. And we built it up to 30, 35 agents. We were taking a lot of listings, doing a great job. At that point, there was a position that opened up here in the Rancho office.
I was transitioning. Yeah. So this is very important, guys. Yeah. So, you know, part of leadership and leadership development is you got to see who you're developing, and then they have to see who they're developing, right? Because that's one of the things I think we've done a good job at in our organization. When I knew it was time for me to just kind of like not run one office, but instead kind of oversee all of the offices, that's where I brought Anthony to the mothership and I had him take over. This is our biggest office. It's responsible right. for how many units this year?
We'll do roughly 1,100 units this
1,100,
year.
Yeah.
1,100 plus, yeah.
Yeah. So out of one office, that is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that Kevin?
Is that where you want us the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I've been looking at that one.
Okay, I've been looking at that one the whole time. It's all good. It's all good. And so now that Anthony is the chief production officer, what's happened is, you know, now my role overseeing the entire company and the sales of the entire company. Look, we're putting on events, we're doing coaching, we're doing podcasts. Obviously, I needed someone to step in that role. And now you're working on developing 2 to 3 people to push up into the new role.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. What's been the biggest lesson you've learned in all of that?
Man, the biggest lesson that I've learned just from even starting, even from being, you know, a busser before that, playing baseball, all of that is really the biggest growth comes through the, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror. Right. And so, you know, I think leadership is something that's it's challenging because you're dealing with a lot of different personalities.
Heck yeah.
Sales is challenging because you're dealing with a lot of different personalities. Mm-hmm. And I feel that the biggest thing that I've learned to circle it back around is that you have to really get confrontational with some of the things that are limiting you from going to the next level. So I'll give you a great example. You know, when I had taken the position, you know, I was in a place where I was like a lot of the agents out there. You know, they're producing, they're doing their thing, they're knocking down the listings. They know where to go to get the business. They know what to say. They know all the little details. But, you know, you walk by their office every day and they don't share any of their secrets.
Right.
They don't share any of their secrets, right? And so one of the biggest things I was learning was, all right, sure, here I was doing my thing and I was doing well, but I'm noticing on the other end, I'm responsible for these agents that are coming to work here and they're not converting.
Right.
Right. So now I have to say, well, dude, do I let out my little secrets, my little tips, where to go to get business, things like that? Or do I just keep it to myself?
Right.
And that's hard for a lot of people,
sure,
I think. And
sure.
It was, And I was the kind of guy that I would put a blanket over my script wall so that nobody can see, right, originally, because I didn't want to share anything. And now it's like what I've learned is truly, you know, if you can get out of that mindset,
yeah.
if you can get out of that scarcity mindset that there's not enough out there for everybody and live in a place of abundance and really help people, invest in people, really help them grow, in return, you're all – It's kind of interesting, but in return, you see that you get blessed in a big way as well.
Sure.
So that's one of the biggest things that I've learned.
It's huge. Yep.
Jason, talking about systems.
Right.
You know, systems is kind of like a four-letter word for most salespeople because we don't want to take the time to implement them.
Right.
We're so busy going out and making sales. I mean, for crying out loud, guys, listen, I've been coaching or producing or around real estate agents now for over 20 years.
Right.
I still can't get people to get a database and to market to their database because they're so busy, you know, going out and wanting to make a sale. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the importance of systems. Let's start with the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, when Anthony was talking, he was talking about the multiple personalities and dealing with those and how to adjust and to train them. On the operational side, it's the complete opposite in that I don't deal with personalities.
Right.
The human capital or the human factor does not factor into a systems for me.
No.
It's about the system and how that human capital operates within the system. Just quick point on this. So operations, it boils down to literally systems,
right?
Strategies,
right?
And results. Probably want to write those three things down. Systems,
right.
Strategies, and results. I mean, that's the overall concept of operations at its most simplistic core. Now there's four points to that. And the first one is set a goal. Right? Empire is phenomenal at that. You set a goal, know your attention, set your standard. What is your objective? What do you want to achieve? Mm-hmm. Systems takes a step further and you create a system to support that goal.
Got it.
You know, motivation and excitement is a phenomenal thing, but it could be equally damaging if you have a bunch of people running in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Without any direction towards the goal.
Sure.
It actually is counterproductive to what you're trying
Absolutely.
To achieve.
Absolutely.
The third part of that is plug in the right people. You
right.
plug the right people into the system, whether that's your right support staff, your right agents that are in the Intero sales system, or whatever sales system, you plug them into the right system. And then your fourth point is you monitor the system.
Right.
What didn't I say? You don't monitor the people.
You monitor the system.
You monitor the system.
Got it.
Because a bad system will beat a good employee every single day of the week.
All day long.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. And so essentially, I know this is one of the things that I coach people on in leverage.
Right.
Before you ever hire your first assistant, before you do anything like that, first map out what you want your system and your organization to look like. What is the role? What is the responsibility? What will they do in the process?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just find the right person to fit in there. And I think that what most salespeople do is the opposite of that.
Absolutely.
They go out and they go find a person, right? And then the person doesn't work out for them because the person wasn't fit into the system correctly, correct?
Or there was never any system
to begin with.
So it's, I have a need. Let me feel a need. Let me plug this person in there. Now here's the keys. Go figure it out. Well, 99.9% of the population
right.
is not equipped to go and just figure it out. I mean, at their core, employees, salespeople, individuals as a whole, they desire to do their best.
Right.
But if there's not clear expectations, set standards, and they don't know what's expected of them,
it's
then
gonna
they're
be
actually
tough.
Demotivated by
yeah.
the process because they're not seeing results. And you talk about most salespeople, they'll come in and they'll say, okay, we're going to do this. We're all over the place. And we're going to do this, and that. And everything sounds great as far as motivation is concerned, right? It's
right.
like, whoa, what a great idea. But at the end of the day, if you can't explain not only what you're doing, but how you are doing it
Here's
in terms
words.
Of a process,
right.
then you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Right.
Bottom
right.
line.
Right. Right. So here's the words.
Mm-hmm.
Here's who to call. Here's what to say, how to say it. When they pick up or when an appointment is set, here's how you...
That's a system.
System. Okay. So now I'm going to go to you. Mm-hmm. Because one thing I'm proud of, guys, and, you know, we tested this with Intero. By the way, Isaac, are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
There's humans out there.
Yep.
If you're out there and you're enjoying this, because this is a different take, right? Give me a little, this is good. Comment there. And then if you got some questions, please get them ready. And Isaac will help us. We'll answer your questions, okay? But, okay, so now one of the things that I'm proudest of, we did this in Intero. We literally created an organization. I remember our first people, Fabiola. Fabiola came to me, God bless Fabi. We still laugh about this. We say that her shoes were flapping because she was so broke.
Yeah.
I will never forget this. She was the first agent we ever hired.
Cool.
And Fabi came and George came, and I'll never forget this. And they were just dead broke. Nothing was going right, right? And I just told them, they were the first agent we ever hired. I said, listen, I don't know much. I'm not a systems guy. All I know is this. Follow me. Say what I say to say. Do what I say to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in 90 to 120 days, you will be making more money than you know what to do with. Sure enough, now they're doing $300,000 to $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
Life is great. And Anthony, we do this over and over, and it's like a conveyor belt of superstars, right?
Yeah. So dope.
Well, then we did it with Empire. You know, I'm thinking about my friend Bill Graham, who is out there. I'm thinking about Noe Fragoso, who is out there. Noe is in Chicago. Bill is on the East Coast somewhere. Bill literally, within a quarter, increased his revenues by 147%.
It's a system.
That's incredible. It's incredible. You know, Noe went from taking 10 listings a year to he's taking 4 a month now.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see? Because not everybody does this. What do you see as the thing that keeps people from following the system?
What do I think is the biggest thing that keeps people from following the system? I think it's the ego. You know, I think it's the ego. I think it's the...
we spoke about it on Sunday, belief system.
Yeah, it's the belief system. You know, it's really just... Again, and it goes back to looking at yourself in the mirror. You know, when you're, you know, I was asked this question earlier. It's what's the separating factor from the people that are making it and the people that are not making it? What are you seeing? And I said, it's completely determined. It's completely based on the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the person willing to accept the challenge of, you know, maybe learning a script. We'll just keep it right
there.
That's
so difficult.
We'll just keep it right there. Is the person willing to accept the challenge of reading an audible, a book of the month, right?
That's another difficult
thing.
It's
difficult because the ego tells you, nah, that's something silly. I don't need to do that. Or, yeah, you know, I've been in the business for 10 years and I don't, that whole like role playing thing, you know, I'm kind of good with that. And the way that I look at it is like, that's like Kobe Bryant saying, right? After his first year in the league, I'm not going to shoot free throws anymore at practice, coach. I'm good.
Right.
On the contrary, the ones that are doing it at the highest level, they're the stories you hear. They're getting there a little bit earlier every day.
Right.
They're staying a little bit later.
Right.
They're writing their scripts out a little bit more. They're making a few more contacts. They're asking for the signature a couple more times. You know, so... I think really it's how far will you allow your ego
to dictate,
right? where your growth and where your success is gonna come from.
It's so funny you say that, guys. And by the way, you know, things are really growing on Instagram. You guys are messaging me, and I'm freely, for the most part, trying to answer your questions the best that I can. It's so interesting. We got Relentless coming up in like 49
mm-hmm.
days, or whatever the case may be. And it's so interesting to me how some of you are caught up in this notion of the fact that you've got a vacation planned during the 3 days of Relentless. I know how you feel about this. I don't know how you feel about this. But for any of you that would like to know my thoughts on this, let me let you in on a little secret. There's a sector of human beings. They're very special. They make $1 million, $2 million, $3 million a year. They drive the best cars. They wear the nicest clothes. They make the most money. They have the most rental property. And when it comes time to vacation, they vacation the right way. They vacation first class. And you know what I know about this little sector of people? Because I'm telling you how to change your life literally right now. When it comes to learning events, please listen to me. Learning events always come before vacations.
Absolutely.
They never miss. They're always there. They always find a way. There is nothing that holds them back. There is no deal that stops them. There's no vacation. There's no birthday party. There's no nothing. Why? Because if I was your coach right now, I would tell you the number one thing you plan in your year is learning, events, and education. Why? Because damn it, that's the fuel to your tank. That's the thing that controls the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing that helps mitigate the ego. It's the thing that helps you to see more possibility. It's the thing that if you were to decide to put first in your life, you won't go on half-assed vacations anymore. You won't go to 3 or 2-star budget hotels. You won't sit at the back of the plane. You'll be in the front of the plane. You will take more vacations. You will take more listings. You will make more sales. You will make more money. But we got it all backwards, people. We got it all backwards. And so if I could give you a big tip, I'm letting you know one of the things that has helped me tremendously. I put learning first. That comes first. Because that's where I become the human being that I want to become. And everything after that follows that. Whether it's vacations, whether it's activities, whether it's whatever the case may be. Spot on, or am I off?
No, exactly what you're saying is, you know, why agents make it. Some make it, some don't. Putting education first and actually going to an event. Most in the sales industry, unfortunately, will treat the symptom. I don't have money. I can't make this payment. The bank account's getting low. Let me get to work and treat the symptom versus solving and curing the overall disease.
There's an underlying disease called a shitty head.
A shitty head. It's the lack. It's the lack of preparation. It's a lack of belief in oneself that if I invest in myself, I'm going to return on that investment. And guess what? The symptoms of that disease no longer exist.
But what will we do? We will go to the networking mixer.
Of course.
We will go have a beer with the homies, with all everybody else on Thursday night. Like, we'll do that stuff, but we got, no, but like not a seminar. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's 100% spot on. I think that you also have to look at, see, so the way that I think of it is that's an absolute non-negotiable.
It's not negotiable.
It's not negotiable. So in my business plan this year, just to give you a heads up, leading with learning first, every single month I'm committed to attending at least one business development, self-awareness type of course or type of retreat or type of seminar. It has to be a minimum of 2 days for it to count.
Yeah.
Right? So I'll take it a step further with some of you that are out there that are watching this. Step one, show up, right? And I think we've all heard that before. Step number two is you know, specifically, what are you looking to get out of the event?
Yeah.
And the mental preparation, how are you going to show up to the event? Are you going to show up? Are you going to, are you going to sit in the front of the room? Are you going to sit in the back of the room?
So big, people.
Are you, what specifically are you going to get from the speaker? What specifically are you looking to learn? What time are you going to wake up? Are you going to be on your diet? Or are you going to be off your diet?
Right.
Are you planning to party on Friday night or Saturday night? Which really, we know that if you party on Friday night, it messes up your Saturday and Sunday. Because, you know, so I think once you get past the, oh, do I show up? Do I not show up? I think taking it the step further is really starting to believe and starting to receive the answers that you're looking for.
Sure.
Right? And so once you start to believe and receive the answers that you're looking for, that's when I think even more so the events just become non-negotiable.
It's
like, I have to be there.
Right.
I have to mingle with this person. I have to chat with that. I've got to ask that question.
Sure.
Right. This has got to get answered.
Absolutely.
No, it goes to that point of what you're saying of just show up. I mean, it's not good enough to just do your best. I mean, if you do your best, that's okay. But you need to know what to do first and then do your best. And when you think you have it all figured out or you don't need to go to the event or I've heard that stuff before, are you really learning what to do and do your best?
Well, here's the problem, guys. The problem is that your best today is your best today.
Mm-hmm.
Your best today is based off of what you've been learning over the last couple of years. In other words, I wouldn't be here today ready to step aside, right, and let my brother run the sales and Jason run the organization if someone didn't teach me that that was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't go through literally counsel. Because I remember
that was hard.
It was
counseling. Right?
That was so difficult for me to do. Because you're a big ass salary. Mm-hmm. You're a huge one, right? Combined, I was like, oh my God, this is big, right? But then we talk about, like, Gary Vaynerchuk does a great job at this. Gary Vaynerchuk said on a podcast, didn't we hear this? Gary pays $1 million a year in staff just on him as a human being.
Right.
Not his business. Not his business. Just him as a human being to run Gary, the three video guys, the image people, the content creators, the all. And we have a hard time hiring a fucking assistant.
Paying a couple $100 why? To go to an event.
Paying a couple $100 to go to, why? Because we're making decisions based off of our old self. Mm-hmm. And our old self stays our old self forever until we desire to break through. And I'm sorry, what I have found is that I may be good at a lot of things, but one thing I'm not good at is creating a new being. I need help with that. I need resources. I need coaching. I need mentoring. But that only becomes important when you have a vision for who you want to become, guys. Okay. So speaking of vision and speaking of systems, I know you have a great analogy when it comes to football.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you share with us?
I am.
And then we'll go. I got one more question for you, and then we'll go for some questions. You got some questions over there?
We got one.
Okay, good. We got one. So let's start getting more, humans. Come on.
And it's just really to drive home the point of systems, because systems are so abstract, and they're boring, right? We're the quiet guys shoved in the closet just making things happen. But if you can actually see it come to life, and that something most of us can relate to is either baseball or football. But if you look at the New England Patriots, right? Now, as you're watching here, view yourself as running your business and what is your role on your overall team, right? So you look at the entire team of the New England Patriots. Love it, hate them, they're a great dynasty, they win.
Sure.
But the entire team is your employees or your sales team, or if you're just budding a small team, it's your assistant or whoever you have. And then you have the leader of the team, who in this particular case with the Patriots is Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have, when you go to the next level of leadership, you have Bill Belichick. Right?
He's above the leader.
He's above the leaders. Yeah. You got Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, you got the rest of the team. So as you're applying this to your business, whether you're a team of three or a team of 300, you have you have your next two closest people, and then you have your final team.
Or of one.
Or of one.
Because if you're one, you still have those roles.
You still have those roles. And you have to change different hats at any given time and be like, okay, I'm working in my business. I'm working on my business. But you need to spend time working on the business as well. But at the end of the day, if that organization fails or your sales numbers aren't met or things are on the decline, who's to blame for that? Is it the player? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Is it the lead player, Tom Brady? Sometimes. But most often than not, it's the true leadership of the person at the top. And that comes with instituting systems. Why did the Patriots win so much? Because they have a phenomenal system. Do you know since 2007, the Patriots have had the most undrafted players take snaps in the NFL since 2007.
Wow. So it's not the player.
It's not drafting talent.
Right.
It's taking talent and putting it into a system that can win. And subsequently, you have the Cleveland Browns, who can't win a game to save their lives, even though they get draft
first
picks
round picks all the time.
All the time.
Right.
But why can't they win?
Right.
It's a system.
I love it.
Right? You know, baseball, Theo Epstein. You know, he became the youngest general manager in Major League Baseball history in what was that, 2002?
Something.
2004, they win their first World Series.
Right.
That's a system. He leaves the Red Sox. Mind you, that was their first World Series in 86 years.
Yeah.
Sorry to the Yankees fans. But then he leaves the Red Sox, goes to the Chicago Cubs in 2011. And in 2016, the Chicago Cubs win their first World Series in 108 years.
Well,
coincidence? No, the system wins every time. So whether you're an army of one or 1,000, take a step back, create the systems, create your goal through the planning that Danny sets forth in Empire. Follow the system, hold yourself accountable, and yield the results.
I love it. And you know, when I think of systems, Anthony, whether you realize this or not, I know now it's just kind of habit, but you have a system for ensuring that you wake up every single day.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people have a hard time with this.
Right? Yeah.
Talk to them about not only the importance of the morning routine, but how you stay so consistent at it.
Yeah. I mean, so staying consistent with it is really just there's not an option. That's just, I mean, that's kind of, that's it. I love that. It's like simple.
Yeah, simple. Yeah.
But I mean, it's really not much more. Anything outside of that is just whatever the story is that you're playing it, right?
Right.
I'm not saying that it's, and that's the other thing. I think you have to look at both sides of it, that it's not an absolute must to wake up at 4:30 in the or be at the gym by 4:30 in the morning and do X, Y, Z. It's just for myself, I see the value. I see the importance of it. So, and I see the assistance that it's brought in my life.
Sure.
So now it's just a non-negotiable.
Sure.
And it's really just Monday through Friday. And for me, being somewhere at a certain time and just keeping that promise to yourself every single morning, there's something about that that is, I'm going to be completely honest with everybody. As long as I get to that gym by 4:30, everything's okay.
Yeah, they're
yeah. Because the rest of it is just so, it's just so routine. I get in, I do my role play, you know, my everything else, my numbers are there that I have to dial. It's, I'll be quite honest with you, it's very, very simple.
Yeah. But that's the trigger.
It's very simple, but that's the trigger that kind of...
It's simple because it's non-negotiable.
Yeah, it's non-negotiable. And
but hang tight. Sometimes guys, belief, success, everything you want is 1 millimeter away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one decision away, one change away.
Yeah.
And now let's talk on the flip side, money. Like, I know there's a lot of people who have a hard time with this.
Okay.
And as a result, they're having a hard time with their sales. They're having a hard time with what they want to do. Like, if someone were to say, okay, you know, this inspired me.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get going. Like, what would you do? What would you do to help them to, like, get going?
Well, I mean, I think so I would ask, you know, so let me ask you this. We'll just go through a monthly, like a monthly coaching call, right?
Okay, cool.
So Danny, so share with me, what's your victory for the month for the month?
I got a listing and I got a sale.
You got a listing and you got a sale. Great job. Where does the listing come from?
An expired listing.
Awesome. Fantastic. Good for you. Where did the sale come from?
A buyer at an open house.
Buyer at an open house. Great job, Danny. You know, all of your hard work is really paying off.
Yep.
Danny, let me ask you this question. What is your goal? What are you committed to accomplishing this month?
Three listings and three sales.
Three listings and three sales. Okay. Fantastic. Good. Do you think you can accomplish it?
It might be tough, but yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have the leads to accomplish it?
Not right now, but
Okay. What do we have to do to go get those leads?
Oh boy, I never thought about it that way. This is actual, by the way.
Yeah.
Because we just be like throwing numbers out there, right?
Right. Yeah. Actual. I mean, this is, so we're helping an agent.
Yeah. We're helping an agent. Yeah. Okay. I think I'd have to make more calls.
You have to make more calls? Okay, good. Sure. So what's stopping you from making your calls right now?
I'm a little afraid.
A little afraid. Okay.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're just digging a little bit deeper. So everybody's different. Everybody's got their own thing.
Sure.
Or
I could say, I don't have enough time.
You don't have enough time. Okay. So now with this person, so I'm going to go into the time factor of what they think, because it's just their story.
That's it.
Of what not enough time is.
Right.
It may be something where they got to cut some things out, right? That they think maybe are still serving them that are really not serving them. It may even be a psychological thing where it's like, you know what? You have to drop your children off at that time. There's nothing else that anybody can do. It's just when you do show up, what are you doing from that time to that time?
Sure,
it's more valuable.
Sure.
After we get into that, I'm going to say, well, what's working for you in your business right now?
My past clients.
Past clients. Good for you. And then here's where I think the most growth will come for an agent. This is where I would try and get with everybody. What's the biggest challenge that you're having right now?
Consistency.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me. What specifically is holding you back from being consistent? And where are you not being consistent?
I'm honestly not being consistent in anything.
In anything?
Yeah. Like my eating is off. My workouts are off. My thinking is off.
Yeah.
My phone calling is off. I just kind of like exist.
The whole thing is off.
It's all fucked up.
I understand. Danny, let me ask you this. Right now, and be honest with me. I need you to be completely honest with me.
Fair enough.
Right now, how much time are you spending on your mindset every single day? How much good information are you putting into your mind?
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't?
I don't do that.
What are you listening to in your car?
My wife is complaining.
Your wife's complaining to you. Well, that's unfortunate.
And then if not, my friends are bugging me.
If not, my friends, right?
Yeah.
So for this person, I'm going to start on the smallest level.
Yeah.
So consistency wise, I'm going to say when you're at the gym, why don't we try putting on a book?
Right.
Why don't we try writing in our journal every day? Do you think you can write in 10 things you're grateful for, 3 things that made you happy,
sure,
and your income statement 25 times?
I think you
can do that 5 days next week?
I think we can. Yeah.
Let's just start right there.
Yes.
You just created him a system.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say let's just start right there. Now, then there's going to be people that are like, dude, I'm getting it. Like, I'm right there, but I'm just noticing in the morning I need a little bit more time because I also want to do some visualization and I also want to do a little bit of additional role play.
Then you get up a little bit early.
And so now I'm going to start to reverse engineer this person to where, we have people in here right now that will come to us. You know, Antonio Lopez is a great example.
Tell him his story.
Yeah. So, I mean, he comes here. He had taken one listing. His broker told him, go out, pass out flyers, and just pass them out. Do you want me to talk to anybody? No, I don't want you to speak to anybody. Do you want me to learn what to say? No, scripts are bad. They make you sound robotic. I mean, this is the stuff that's really going on in the brokerage community right now. It's we laugh, but it's very serious, and it's tough because it is challenging because people are trusting their lives with their broker.
Yeah, that's...
And their broker is not putting, and it's not holding
no value
at all.
There's no value.
Right? So that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
But so Antonio joins the office, I believe in November. Year to date, we're May 20th, 22nd. He's taken 12 listings. He had taken one listing before joining us. And it might even be like 15 now because he just put up 3 more red squares.
He's going nuts.
Yeah, it's something along those lines. But that's a guy that's like, I did it 5 days, now what?
He's hungry.
So we're on the flip side. Hey, I need you to work on your mindset. I need you to pick up this book. Audible?
Yeah.
How much is it?
14 questions. Yeah, don't ever ask.
See, that's the wrong question, though.
Right.
The better question is, hey, let me ask you something. How much is it? It's $14. Okay. I need some help figuring out how to get that. And I'm getting real with, you know.
No.
Okay, fair enough. That's a better question.
Yes.
Help me get solution-based thinking going and started.
Right. Possibility thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
Absolutely. I love it.
So just depending where the person's at.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I hope this helped. Camera people, did this help you? Because that's a good thing about working here is that you're learning while this is happening. Okay, Isaac. Questions and for who, please, from the live audience.
So we got Ramiro Quesada saying, I am a new agent. I am looking to grow my business through prospect. What should my weekly routine be like? Please be in depth as much as you can. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so Ramiro is brand new. He's looking to grow his business through prospecting. What should his weekly routine be like? I can answer that. You want to answer it?
Yeah. So Ramiro, number one, the first thing I was going to tell you, man, is you have to be working on that mindset. You have to be. It's not an if, and, or but.
It's a must
because one of the biggest challenges you're going to face when you're first getting, remember, the toughest thing to do in this business is stay in this business.
Right.
You got to stay strong here.
Right.
This is the first thing that will go.
Absolutely.
Once this goes,
forget about it.
Right? So you got to work on this thing first. Okay. You got to work on the mind. How can you do that? Positive audios, tuning into the podcast. This is a great thing for you, right? You probably are sensing right now, if you're listening, a spirit of I can,
right.
This is possible.
Right.
Look, I can make something work here. Yes, I'm feeling it. Yeah, let's go. Let's do it. So got to work on the mindset. Number two, you have to work on the skill set. So role-playing wise, you need to be at minimum of an hour a day right now, every single day, Monday through Friday. And then if you really want, I mean, this is the type of person I am. I mean, you're writing the scripts out as well.
Yeah.
You know, you're writing the scripts out as well. You're role-playing with your wife. You're doing whatever it takes to just not just know it, but to be comfortable with it.
Like it's yours.
I mean,
they're
like
your
it's
work.
You. It's
yeah.
you. You know, like you see a Kobe Bryant or a Michael Jordan or a LeBron James get on the basketball court. It's the same dribble. They just make it look a lot more like, damn, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's because it's them. So you have to really work on that a lot early on so that you can own that. And then the third thing I would tell you is you need to be speaking to a lot of people. And if anybody is telling you you don't need to speak to people,
get away
they're
from
lying
me.
To
get
you.
Get away. They don't know what they don't know.
They're lying to you. The other thing is on top of that is you got to learn how to go out and generate your own business.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You have to learn how to generate your own business.
I need the journal.
You have to generate your – and what I mean by that is this. Receiving leads, things of that nature, that's an additional bonus.
Yes.
But if your broker or your team leader or whatever the hell it is the main value proposition is to give you something, I'm going to tell you right now, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day.
Right.
Teach a man how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. The way you're going to learn how to fish is by revving up and making a lot of your contacts and kind of, you know, doing so there's two types of ground balls you can take. The first ground ball is off of a fungo bat. Okay? It's a little easier. It's a little bit more routine. That's like your role play. You get good there. You get good there, right? You work on some things. You practice some things. But the best type of ground ball that you can learn from is
live,
a live ground ball. Off the bat, right?
Yeah.
So you need to start taking some live calls off the bat. What do I say? Does it matter? Hi, do you want to sell your house? No.
Just get in the game.
Great.
Get in the
Hi.
Game. Get in the game.
Maybe sell your house. No. Okay. Just get in it, though. Get in the feeling of it, because you're not going to score on the from the stands.
And to that point, one more thing. The associations or his squad.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah,
the squad.
So big.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
So big.
Yeah.
I mean, and what do you mean by that? The squad is who you associate
yeah,
with.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what brokerage you're at. I don't know the energy. I don't know whatever. But you can find people that are like-minded, that are desiring
yeah.
growth, that you can pitch and catch and share information, because energy and information is contagious, and that will lift you up.
Ramiro, listen, I'm going to tell you a little bit of story of why we started our brokerage company. True story. I used to own a coaching company called Telos Breakthrough Principles. Mm-hmm. And what I would do is I would go to offices, and I would do a little 40-minute motivational talk, and then I would sell a course, right? I would invite them to a course. And then from that course, we would invite them to an event. Honest to God, if I visited 200 offices, 200 of them, I wish I was exaggerating, it would take me 20 minutes just to get people to smile.
Yeah.
Just to get people to like, everybody was. So as a speaker, it was hard work. Listen to me. But that's why we as an industry are the most non-productive, underproducing humans around. Because we have someone sitting to our left and sitting to our right that don't believe, that don't want it as bad as we do, that when we do start something new, they shoot it down, right? And so you gotta be careful with who you're associated with, because most of your doubts, most of your worries, most of your concerns are coming from the people and the energy that is around you.
Yeah,
100%. 100%. Like, I don't know, or I don't care who you are, you feel incredible just by listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Imagine what it's like here.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine what it's like here,
mm-hmm.
just by listening to the podcast. And so I wanted to share that with you. The second thing is I'm going to give you a gift, Ramiro. So these are going up on our site. This is an activity that we do here. This is an activity that has helped people go from $50,000 a year to $350,000 a year. The key to success is understanding that you have something in your mind called the reticular activating sensor. That's what judges what you believe is possible or not possible. I'll give you an example. These two guys cost me more than what about 30 of you make right now. I'm just being, as they say in Spanish in the hood, la pura neta, right? This is the real deal, holy field. See, that took me time. That took me wiring to believe that I can afford to pay a staff this big. And guess how you do it? Damn it, you got to rewire your brain. So what you do here, can we get a little close up? Is that cool? So what we do here is we come here and every day you write down the things that you are grateful for. And we should probably tell Lauren that we want this live on the site now, right? What you're grateful for. Right? Because gratefulness is something great. It's a great way to start your day, just feeling grateful for what you have in your life. The three things that made you happy in the last 24 hours. Why? Because the reality is that, man, sales is tough.
Yeah.
Sales is rough. And so you need to be reminded of, you need to be reminded of exactly what it is that made you happy in the last 24 hours. And then what you need to do is the following. You're going to write down 25 times a day, I earn blank a year or more. I earn blank a year or more. Listen to me. Not I am going to earn. Not I will earn. Not someday I shall earn. Not I fist to go get it. Not nothing. I earn. Like if it's already here, blank a year or more. And what is blank? This is the key, everybody. blank is 3 times the most amount of money you've ever made in your life. So if the most amount of money you ever made in your life is $50,000, you're going to write what? I earn $150,000 a year or more. That may feel weird. It may feel uncomfortable for you. That's the point.
Right.
The point is that you're earning and you're living a life that is comfortable for you and your subconscious mind. And so we got to get you comfortable with a new reality, because whether you realize it or not, what you think is a lot is a little for somebody else. What you think is a lot is a little for somebody else. This is how I went from 100 grand to 200 grand, from 200 grand to 500, from 500 to 750, from 750 to a million, from a million to a million five, from a million five to 2 million, from 2 million. This is how it happened. It's just by writing this every single day, every single day, every single day. Pretty soon, I just started to believe that that's just who I was. So, Ramiro, I'm going to send this to you as a gift. Send an email to support@DannyMorrell.com. If not, shoot me a message on my Facebook page. For those of you that want these, they're going to be up for sale on DannyMorrell.com by Monday of next week. By the way, that's another example of say shit and then make it happen, because I don't even know if it is, but because I said it, we are going to make it happen. So by Monday of next week, these will be for sale. And this one is for Ramiro, and I'm going to autograph it for him. Sound good? Next question.
All right, Vince Young.
I'm having fun. I don't want this to end.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah. Vince Young says...
Vince Young from Frisbee Junior High?
I'm not sure.
that's my boy. Yeah. That's my boy.
He says, all three of you are family men. How do you juggle business, gym/fitness, and spending time with your family? What's the importance of spending time with your family? Do you sometimes miss important time with your wife and kids?
No. I don't. I won't. So I'm going to let all of you guys answer. I think that that's a fallacy. I believe that that's a mindset that you buy into.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live this life if I can't have it all.
Right.
I'm going to say that again. I don't want to live this life if I can't have it all. If I can't have a lot of money, a successful business, a healthy body, a strong mind, a great relationship, time with my family, then I don't want to be in business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's step number one, guys, is that for most of us, man, look, we come from poverty-stricken families that were filled with fear, that didn't want to go into business, that if they did go into business, we saw them sacrifice everything for that business, right? Why? That was a belief system. And I started very early on just developing a different belief system. My belief system was, I eat my cake and I have it too. My belief system was, I have it all. I have whatever I want, how I want it, when I want it, at a snap of the fingers. See, that's a much more powerful belief system. And see, once you start, it's the same thing Anthony just taught Ramiro, guys. First, you start with this. That's why for those of you that have a family vacation when Relentless is coming, you have no idea what that's going to cost you. Cancel the damn vacation and show up to Relentless. And trust me, I'll get you like 10 of those vacations. Okay? So listen, you first start with this. Then once you have this, then you just budget and schedule. And you ask your family, listen, what are the days that are non-negotiable that I have to be there at? And guess what? You put that in your mm-hmm. schedule and you make it an appointment. And some people might say, oh my God, but that's so mean. It sounds like a business. Dude, your life is a business. Your entire being is a business. And so if the kid, tomorrow is Taylin's graduation.
Yeah.
My niece is graduating from kindergarten.
Yeah.
And if you saw me on Instagram, did you see that? She said she's going to high school.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I asked her. She's going to high school.
Kindergarten straight to high school.
Right? Great so Fridays, job. I typically don't work, right? Typically, I work Monday through Thursday. Fridays, I don't work, right? You guys have heard what I did and how I did this. I taught you how I did this, basically. And so I was asking Anthony last night. I was like, hey, man, I haven't played golf in a while. Let's go play golf. He was like, it's Taylin's graduation. It's in my calendar. I just forgot it. Everything gets calendared. That's a non-negotiable. That's a great example. Anything to add?
That was actually a phenomenal question, because I think it's something that everybody struggles with on some capacity. And, you know, Danny mentioned it's a non-negotiable for him. And everybody looks at it in a little bit different way. But it really boils down to, in my world, God, family, business, contribution. The rest, it doesn't matter. Like, you would be amazed at how much time you actually spend on bullshit stuff that are meaningless, the needs, wants, desires, and demands of other people. If it doesn't fit into that non-negotiable wheelhouse, then it doesn't get into the circle.
And Vic, one more thing. again, you got to be around people that believe this.
And to address his fitness question, speaking of being around people that believe this, I mean, we work out.
Yeah.
Anthony, we were. It goes back, and I hate to use this word for this too, but it goes back to creating a system. And a system is nothing more than setting yourself up for success. But if you know your time is that,
right,
then set up a system that allows you to work out. Like, for example, in our backyard in the patio, we have a rig set up with some weights. I have a punching bag in the garage. Something as simple as a jump rope. Like, there's no excuse not to find time to work out. You can go in the backyard and skip rope for 10 minutes.
You can do burpees for 15 minutes.
There is absolutely, the excuse to not work out is bullshit because it balances. And then also, by making that a part of your life, hopefully it becomes a part of life of your friends, your family. For example, these guys are the morning crew. I'm not the morning crew because my 16-year-old son, who's a wrestler, likes to work out with me. So we get family time and workout time together as a family.
Awesome. I think.
Yeah. Is he a real estate agent?
Vic, he's my buddy from junior high. Okay. If it's him, I think it's him. Is it him?
I can't really see.
It has to be. I think it's
I mean, I think it goes back to, you know, getting done what you need. What I tend to find is a lot of people feel guilty. Like, for example, for the weekends, right? A lot of people feel guilty working on the weekends or not working on the weekends. And they think they should be working when the reality is because they probably just didn't hit their contact goal during the week. Like, they didn't do what they needed to do during the week. So, you know, hinting back to why that 4:30 is so important for me, because it triggers my day so that at the end of the week I can say, you know what? You did what you needed to do.
Right.
Flat out. You handled what you needed to handle. And then on the weekends, Saturday or Sunday, I've been telling all of my followers on Instagram this is, you know, you gotta set aside a couple of hours, a few hours to do some good solid lead follow-up because people are home. And I mean, realistically, like, I'll just tell my wife, hey, from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Saturday, I'm going to be dialing. After that,
let's hang
the
out.
World is ours. Like, let's go to Disneyland. Right. Let's go to the beach. Yeah. Let's go stay at the hotel. Like, there's just multiple things that we can do. And then the times that I'm out, I'm out. But so here's the other thing, though. Oh, I'm making the dials. I'm making the calls. You know, I'm pounding away during the week and it's just not happening for me. I just don't know what's going on. The problem is that you're going up to bat too much and you're striking out too much because you're not working on your skills enough,
mm-hmm.
right? So your skill set is down. See, that's the power of skill set. And that's the power of like Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant has to shoot the ball less to make it in the goal than, let's say, you know, I think I'm a good basketball player, but myself, right? Like, right, myself. Why? Because he's so practiced.
Right.
He's so dialed in. If we were to race to 10 shots, he's going to beat me and take the same. He's going to beat me just off of his sheer practice.
Right.
So that's why I tell you is like, and I see this all the time. I mean, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years of business is like the first thing to go is the practice. It's the first thing to go. And it's oftentimes the worst thing to go because that's what's giving you more money in less
time.
I hope that makes sense. That's your key leverage factor there. Does that? I hope that makes sense.
It makes sense.
What I pulled out of that was priorities, right? Just prioritizing what needs to be
right.
done. Practice needs to be priority.
Yeah.
And if you, the great book, the what is that? We just read it. The subtle. Can I use the language? The subtle art of not giving a fuck.
Oh,
right?
It's a great book. Yeah.
You know, it goes about how do you balance family, work, this, and that. Those are the things you give a fuck about. And anything else you really shouldn't give a fuck about.
Correct.
And you talk about scheduling. Kara and I had date time scheduled this past Sunday afternoon. I'm looking at my schedule for the weekend going, I can't do it. It's not going to fit. What was that? That was a story. I got it.
Yeah.
4 a.m. on Sunday, alarm goes off, get up, stumble to the office. I knock out the 8 hours of work that I needed to get done from 4 in the morning. And then I was able to remove myself, be present with the family and do our thing. So it really boils down to what are your priorities? And if you have too many priorities, narrow it down to what's really matters in your life.
Awesome. Isaac, any more?
80-20 rule.
Yeah, so we got one says, Harvey Yamanaka,
what's
how
up, Harvey?
To get an experienced top producer back in the game after a personal crisis.
Oh, If anybody can answer that, it's me. Because that's what I went through. I think you guys have heard my story. man, first things first, you got to understand that you're a human being, and whenever you go through crisis, I mean, we went through this when our mom passed away just a couple of years ago. But really what I'm going to focus on is when I got back into business. You got to give yourself a little grace. I spoke about this at our event Vision, where you got to realize above all else, like, you are a human being. You're going to go through stuff, right? Things are going to come up. And the reality is that your business is attached to you. Right. And that's why for most of us, we find our identity in our business. Like, when our business does good, we feel good. When our business does bad, we feel bad. Right. So I would say the first step, number one, is give yourself a little grace, man. Whatever happened, I don't know what happened. If you want to message me, I'll help you out. But give yourself a little grace. And then number two, I would say slowly start to focus on small habits that you could slowly start to implement. Slowly. Take your time. One of them could be, you know, man, I've been depressed. I think I need to go back to working out, right? Like, I hope a lot of you get the importance of this, right? And you start that. And maybe it's not at 4:30 or 5:30 or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever time. But you just say, I'm going to slowly start to do this on a consistent basis, right? Maybe another one is, man, I haven't been at the office at all. All right, well, you know what? I'm going to slowly get back in the game 3 days out of the week. And then you take it to the next level. You know what? All right, maybe. And here's, like, I'm already feeling the momentum for you, right? Because once you start doing some basic things that you could grab out and go, yeah, I can do that. And quite honestly, I could do that tomorrow. I can do that. Then you just start to build momentum. And little by little, the results come. Finally, just realize and remember, you were a top producer based off of the momentum and the database and everything that you had. I remember when I started again, I had to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. And so starting from scratch, I had to put in 90 to 120 days of full-on, consistent, hard work. What that did is it got me more at-bats. It got me in front of more people. I got my teeth knocked in. I learned. I got back in the rhythm of selling, basically. And that's what allowed me to bounce back as quick as I did. So that's that.
I think the quickest way to get back into control or to get his or her head back in the game is, so often a personal tragedy is something that is out of our control, death, disease, divorce, something that was a factor that we couldn't control. The quickest way back into the game and you were saying this, is focusing on the small victories. Control that which you can control in a time of uncertainty.
Yeah.
That boils down to the food that goes in your mouth. That boils down to if you show up to the gym. It boils down to if you show up at the office. It boils down if you pick up the phone. Although you may not feel like doing it, the simple act of controlling that behavior puts this back in control.
Yeah, absolutely. Final.
I just add really fast, just a little, just something for you to remember. Always remember that you know, if I'm going to go and ride a bike, one of the toughest parts is going to be picking the bike up. Getting on the bike, those first couple of pedals. But once you get it going a little bit, you start to get a little bit more strength, you start to go a little bit more. So here's what I would tell you. Focus on, if you commit to something, even if it's something small, like even just waking up at a certain time, you know, a little workout, sure, whatever. Sure. Just remember, focus on not starting and stopping. Mm-hmm. Starting and stopping, starting and stopping. Because every time you stop,
right,
we're going back to, I gotta pick that bike back up. The momentum, you got. Let the momentum be your friend.
Yeah.
So,
final question.
All right. Final question. Is relentless only for realtors?
No, it's not. Listen, was this only for realtors? Did you learn? Are you a cameraman?
Yes.
If you wanted to be a cameraman, could you open a cameraman business from this? Could you blow up just from this podcast? What do you do?
Social media.
Did this make you a better social media person?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does Kara do?
Diet nutrition. Coach.
Go follow Keto Kara. Literally, Keto Kara goes to all of our events. She does diet and nutrition. She's blowing up online. Why? People, this is energy and mindset, mm-hmm, is what it is. Mm-hmm. This is a belief system. This is something that if you can just grab it, honest to God, you need to be around us as much as you fucking can.
She's watching right now.
Kara's probably watching
now,
learning and applying.
I come home, she asks me questions, yeah, she applies the principles. Hey, Danny said this. Mind you, this is social media driven diet and nutrition,
sure,
coaching, Keto Kara. she comes home, asks me these questions. Danny says this, how about that? Oh, I did this. He talked about that. Oh, here's my analytics. Look at my sales going up. Look how much money I'm making.
Yeah.
I might not be working there anymore, but.
Perfect example. She went from zero. She attended Vision.
Right.
And now she's doing how much a day in sales?
Average $200 to $300 with some $800 days peppered in.
Online.
All within what, less than a year?
Yes. So the answer is no, it's not. I mean, everything that we do and everything that we teach, I'm not going to be a real estate coach. Empire University wasn't named Empire Real Estate University for a reason. It's because we have a passion to help entrepreneurs, guys. We just happen to be really good at the real estate game, but there's real estate investing, there's social media, there's advertising, there's marketing, there's sales skills, there's mindset, and all of it gets encompassed in Relentless. You just grab and pick what you need for your mind and your business at the time. What I would tell you is not only should you come, you should bring your spouse as well. You really, 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 really should, because most of the powerful forces out there in business come with their partner and they learn together and they grow together.
And your teenage children, if they're about 15, 16, took Dylan to Relentless. First book he read.
This was it, huh?
He has a summer job. I told you about this. I pay him $100 for each book that he reads. And that was the first book that he read, was The Resilience.
And now he has his online business.
He has his online business.
And he made his first sale.
Made his first sale yesterday. And yeah. I'm driving him to school today. Last day of school. We're supposed to be talking about finals. And he said, Dad, I was thinking about a different angle with this, and I'm like.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Proximity is everything.
It really is. Guys, this was the best show we've ever done.
This was fun.
I think maybe we need to do this more often.
Sure.
Yeah. Did you have a good time?
That was fun, yeah.
Final thoughts? How do they get a hold of you? How do they follow you? How do they?
Yeah, on Instagram, AnthonyMorell1, and then on Facebook, Anthony Morell.
Awesome. Jason, how do they get a hold of you?
JasonCrawford.innovate, INOV8. JasonCrawford.innovate on Instagram.
Love it. And then you guys know me already, guys. Those journals will be up. Important journal. Go to DannyMorell.com/I don't know just yet. But trust me, you can already see it. It's up. The cart is just not working. My team is developing it. We'll have it up by Monday. You have my word. All right, guys. That is it. Another edition of the Danny Morell Show is under wraps. Thanks so much for watching. Listen, if you had a great time, share this with your family and friends. Share this with your coworkers. Share this with someone you care enough about that you want to see them succeed, because I really believe they'll succeed just by listening to this show. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.